Gundunga Beast and Yolong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we have some community announcements, along with a plethora of news, along with some music from Filipina artists with Hawaiian connections. But for right now, we are going to head over to our first article of the evening, and this comes from thestar.com. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. will travel to Indonesia and Singapore on his first overseas trip since taking office in June to strengthen security ties and discuss problems confronting the region, including strife in Myanmar, officials said Friday. Marcos Jr. will also fly to the United States to speak at the UN General Assembly on September 20. Department of Foreign Affairs spokesman Tarista Daza said in an online news conference. Marcos Jr. will meet his Indonesian counterpart, Joko Widodo, during the three-day state visit starting Sunday. The two leaders will witness the signing of a number of agreements, including the renewal of an expired 1997 pact governing defense activities from joint training to cooperation on border security, Daza said. Philippine Foreign Secretary Enrique Manalo, who will accompany the president, will meet separately with Indonesian Foreign Minister Renato Marsudi on Sunday. Manalo has said that Marcos Jr. intends to raise the case of Mary Jane Veloso, a Filipina housemaid on death row in Indonesia on drug trafficking charges. Arrested in 2010, Veloso has claimed innocence, saying she was duped into carrying a suitcase containing 2.6 kilograms of heroin. In Singapore, Marcos Jr. will meet Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and President Halimah Yacob during a two-day state visit that starts Tuesday. He and Lee will witness the signing of an accord on counterterrorism and data protection and privacy, Daza said. The Philippine leader will also meet potential investors in Singapore and Indonesia, she said. His talks in both countries will include regional issues such as long unresolved territorial disputes in the South China Sea involving the Philippines, China, and four other claimants, and the turmoil in Myanmar, the Philippine diplomat said. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which includes the Philippines, Indonesia, and Singapore, has been under international pressure to do more to end violence and free political prisoners in Myanmar, which also belongs to the 10-nation bloc. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second article of the evening, and this comes from Rappler. The Philippine peso sank to an all-time low on Friday, September the 2nd, as the United States dollar continues to rally. The peso closed at 56.77 pesos against the greenback, even reaching 56.90 intraday. The Philippine currency previously weakest level was 56.45, recorded October 14th, 2004. Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation Chief Economist Michael Ricafort attributed the dip to the dollar gaining strength against major global currencies and the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hitting a two-month high. Ricafort also noted that the currency's movements were due to the hawkish Federal Reserve higher-for-longer policy to bring down inflation. Higher interest rates are making the dollar attractive for investors, but eroding the value of other currencies. And once again, this is from Rappler. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from Tia Carrere, where most of you might know where she gained her initial fame from the movie Wayne's World. She got her big break in a movie called Aloha Summer when she had just recently graduated high school. She was discovered in, I believe, a Hawaiian supermarket in Maui. And for those of you that might not know, she is also a Grammy Award-winning singer and most recently featured in Joe Coy's movie Easter Sunday. But this is Tia Carrere singing her track, Aloha Oi.
Kenihi aela ikana hele ihahai anapaha ikali
again. That was Tia Carrere with Aloha Oi. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. 90.3 FM. Also heard on the web at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. You can find us via the KFAI app at Google Play and the Apple Store, and shows are archived up to 2 weeks. But for right now, we're going to get back to the news desk. And this article comes from ABS-CBN.com. The Philippines recorded 2,321 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, according to the latest data from the Department of Health, the DOH, raising the country's total to 3,891,418. 49 new deaths were also added, raising the total number of people in the country who succumbed to the respiratory disease to 62,011. According to case studies, stood at 24,067, while those who recovered from the illness have now reached 3,805,340, with 1,713 new recoveries added Sunday. On the newly reported infection, 813 are from Metro Manila. From August 22 to 28th, the country recorded a daily average of 2,752 coronavirus infections, which is 19% lower compared to the previous weeks, the DOH said Monday. Of the total cases reported that week, 110 were severe and critical. A total of 807, or 10.5% of COVID-19 patients in hospital, were severe and in critical condition as of Sunday, said the DOH. Up to 635, or 24.9% of 2,551 intensive care unit beds for COVID-19 patients were occupied. At least 72.6 million people in the country have been fully vaccinated against the respiratory disease, of whom 18.1 million have received their booster shots. And once again, that was from the ABS-CBN.com. And speaking of ABS-CBN, this comes from Reuters. Filipino broadcaster ABS-CBN Corp. said on Tuesday it has terminated a deal to acquire a minority stake in the local operator TV5 Network Incorporated, weeks after some lawmakers questioned the legality of the plan. ABS-CBN, which also has been broadcasting content mostly online since losing its rights to operate radio and television frequencies in 2020, gave no reason for the scrapping of the deal, which is said was a mutual decision. The termination follows concerns from some legislators at the inquiry last week that TV5 could be violating its franchise if it went ahead with the plan to sell 35% stake to ABS-CBN for 2.16 billion pesos, or the equivalent of 38.3 million. The parties confirmed that they have not implemented any of the transaction covered by the investment agreement, ABS-CBN said in a statement. The deal could have allowed ABS-CBN to show some of its programming to a wider audience through TV5's free-to-air channels. ABS-CBN has said such channels remain the best source of Filipino and public service to the Filipinos. ABS-CBN shares sank nearly 12% to one-month low upon resumption of trading after a one-hour halt on Thursday. The broader stock index, the PSI, was up 0.19%. ABS-CBN lost its congressional broadcast franchise in 2020 and was among several media groups hit by legal or licensing problems after angering former President Rodrigo Duterte. Part of that, it was the country's biggest broadcaster with a reach of 55 million people domestically and millions more Filipinos overseas. The two firms also dropped a deal for TV5's cable unit to acquire 38.88% equity interest in ABS-CBN Sky Cable Corp. But for right now, we are going to head over to another song. It is from the artist known as Jasmine Trias, and this is her rendition of Sana Lagi. Again, that was Jasmine Trias with Sana Lagi. And we do have time for one last article from the evening. And this comes from CNNPhilippines.com. A Filipino mother and her daughter were stabbed to death in Toronto, Canada, the Philippine consulate confirmed on Wednesday. The victims were identified as 44-year-old Elvie Singh Odd and 20-year-old Angelica Singh Odd, according to Consul General Orontes Castro. Castro said the consul will coordinate the repatriation of the remains of the victims. They were both Canadian citizens at the time of their death, he added. In a report by Canada-based news organization CTV News, the fatal stabbing happened on Friday involving a man later identified by local police as 46-year-old Godfrey Sigog. He was arrested on the scene, has been charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder, the CTV News said. The Toronto Sun, meanwhile, reported that the suspect is the victim's husband and father. And that is it in regards for news of the evening. In regards to community announcements, on September the 9th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual elections at the CSFA Burnsville Warehouse. For more information in regards to this event, you can head over to www.csfamn.org. And I believe the positions that are up for election are president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, public relations officer. And I believe they may have an auditor position and then 4 board of director positions, which those are actually, I believe, a 2-year term as opposed to the other positions that are 1-year terms. And then in terms of our last community announcement of the evening, this comes from the Film Minnesotan Association, and their annual golf tournament will be taking place Saturday, September the 17th at the Victory Links Golf Course. Looks like the registration and warm-up begins at 8 o'clock a.m. and it concludes with a banquet and lunch award ceremony at 2 p.m. For more information in regards to this, you can refer to the Film Minnesotan Association's Facebook page. It looks like some of the interesting contributing sponsors to the event are Tandwai, the Minnesota Timberwolves, Filipino Heritage Night Committee, and LBC Minnesota. And for right now, we're going to play a song from an artist by the name of Ellie Mack, who some of you might originally know her by her given name, Camille Velasco. And this is her song, Young Girl. Stay tuned for sound effects.
So good, she lovely naughty dread, she lovely naughty dread, lost star little good, young little good, she lovely naughty dread, she lovely naughty dread, lost star little good, she can't let her mommy know, but she can't let her daddy's oh, cause they will be so mad, and they will be so sad. I love her, whoa. She love her, she love her, yeah. Well, I love her, whoa. But she don't get attracted to the sound young girl. No. Young girl. Oh. When she's walking on the street, your other boy said she looks so sweet. When she's walking on the street, you're all I can't hear. I love her, whoa. But she love her, yeah. Well, I love her, whoa. But she don't get attracted to the sound, young girl. Oh,
love her, she love her, yeah. Well, I love her, I love her, whoa. She don't get attracted to the sound, your girl.
Programming is supported by the Science Museum of Minnesota, wrapping up a summer of outer space adventures. As summer draws to a close, guests can experience the science of space right in St. Paul on the planet Earth. Featuring new and existing exhibits and displays, new Omnitheater experiences, events, and more. More information about planning your extraterrestrial trip today at smm.org.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Good evening. I'm Jerry Stearns, and on tonight's episode of Sound Effects, we are finishing off our series on the Radio Detectives.